Hi, Dub V fans. This is Eye Down the Musket. I'm John.
I'm Boop.
And we're two West Virginia grads talking West Virginia football. We're currently live from the pub. Boop, how you doing?
Good.
Hanging in there?
Very good.
Nice. It's a Fantasy Sunday. What do you think?
Oh, my God. I'm nervous, excited, kind of a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I got locked out of my account.
Fairly stressful. Right before kickoff.
And CBS is now saying, we have confirmed, and here's your account number, and we will get back to you via email. Super. Well, luckily I have it on my phone because my iPad is like, no, you're locked out. No passwords were working for me this morning. So here I am waiting for CBS, but my lineup, I guess, is set.
It's a shame since I play you in one of our leagues. That
I know. You're going down.
Just be locked out.
No. You're going to lose.
I have high expectations for my reigning championship team.
Boo.
Let alone my other teams.
Boo, boo.
High expectations, high hopes, just like West Virginia.
Lame. I mean, besides the West Virginia part. We'd like to apologize for last week at Tennessee. I mean, versus Tennessee with holiday travel, technical difficulties, scheduling conflicts. We weren't able to do a podcast. So we'll have to just try to get better on that.
Try again.
We'll get there. Anyway, we're at the pub again. Boop, what are you drinking?
The moment, coffee.
Super.
Rough weekend.
I'm drinking a Pilsner because Sound Guy Zach's definitely drinking a pounding IPA.
So taking over for me, it's fine.
We have a new segment to the Eye Down the Musket. We're calling it Musket Shots, and this is Boop's little section here. Pretty much, we're going to go into Tennessee, and the Musket Shots will be 3 points of emphasis that we're looking for going into the game. So, Boop, hit us with your first Musket Shot.
D-line needs to play well versus Smash Mouth SEC.
I agree. Tennessee come into this game. They're part of the SEC. That's what they do. They want to be physical, and we have to see if we can match it.
Second musket shot. Hit big. Linebacker secondary. Get in there. This is SEC football.
Once again, it comes back to the physicality. Tennessee has playmakers, but usually it starts up front at the line. We have to match it.
Offensive play, your normal offensive game. We'll win no matter what you guys do. The offense is awesome. Just play your game.
Yeah, our offense, our playmakers, they're scary. Everyone. We have a deep backfield, and our wide receivers, top notch. I watch a lot of college football, and I can't say that there's another team that goes five solid deep wide receiver class. We're good.
Yeah, we're deep on the offense. Offensive line plays well. We got a lot of talent up there. High hopes, high expectations.
All right, well, we're going to get into the Tennessee game. I'm going to tell you, Boop, how my Tennessee game started, actually. I was watching the game at the pub, and baby girl was like, I want to hang out with daddy. So baby girl was down at the pub, and I was watching the game. I took literally 4 sentences probably worth of notes when the game started, and before you know it, I was told to play hide and seek in the basement. I was playing toys. I had to hide. My baby girl discovered the bottle opener that has the bottle caps in it. So that was her thing, was trying to sneak behind the bar to get to said bottle caps. So it was distracting. The weather was a little sketchy, and the delay in the game kind of hindered my watching ability. But I had to watch the rest of the game a day later.
Yeah, hour and a half weather delay. That was crazy. Lightning storm, Charlotte. But yes, the kids running around. It's not so easy to sit and watch the game when
normally I'm golden, man. And then she was like, "Hey, I want to play." I was like, "Wow, first time. This is kind of just it was new."
I'm gonna say it, a lot of times I get a half in and then I get distracted and play with my girls and have to do things, and then I get the other half in eventually somehow. Like, I can't always watch the game live.
It was wild. How, I'm just glad I didn't have to like put like some weird dress on or something, playing dress up or some nonsense.
Right.
Not yet, at least anyway.
No, you're still young.
Teacups and little picnic trays and stuff.
But you got to have more because then they can play with each other.
All right. Well, obviously it was distracting, but what'd you think of the game?
Awesome. Other than the weather delay, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, beating an SEC, Tennessee, let's be honest, they're not that great. They're kind of rebuilding
transition
a little bit. But They still have talent, like we talked about. They're still an SEC team, so you see SEC team on your schedule, you kind of highlight that, and you have to bring it because they're going to try to win at the line of scrimmage, run the ball. We did awesome. I was very impressed the way West Virginia came out. We punched them in the mouth. Our line was stout. Bigelow from USC, the transfer. Awesome. I was very impressed.
Yeah, right out of the gate, our defensive line, which is kind of our fear because they were non-existent last year, and a couple guys transferred. Bigelow comes in as a former five-star recruit from USC and, like, number six D lineman that year in recruiting, but two big knee injuries. He gets a six-year eligibility, friends with Sills, decides to make his way to West Virginia, and he was raring to go right through the line. Let's hit him in the mouth, just like I said. One of the keys to winning would be our D-line.
We were stout. It was awesome to see.
It was nice to see our defensive line.
Just, I mean, our defense was for three flying guys, around.
Yeah, in general, I mean, we did have a big loss. We did lose Benton on the outside 14 snaps into his college career with a knee injury, but
that's where depth comes in, but, you know, plug and play. First half was a little slow, a little worrisome. I think it was 13-7 going into halftime, so it was slow, and then, obviously, lightning, the weather, delayed everything, and it was kind of one of those, like, I didn't really have a good feeling about the delay working in favor for West Virginia. Just a little nervousness, but Will Grier, man, he's nasty. That first half when he was just missing people and they were dropping, it was like they were just kicking the dust, a little rust off, and they figured it out in the second half.
Yeah, as I say, I thought he came out okay, but yeah, he had a little rust on him there. I mean, being out for that long with the finger, but second half, obviously, he got it going. But yeah, first half, it was almost like SEC football was happening. It's kind of slow, low scoring. We were hitting him in the mouth, trying to run, but second half after this weather delay. But West Virginia should be used to the rain and having to sit stuff out and do like that because it'd be normal for them to sit through this. And being an SEC opponent's nice on the resume.
Yeah, once again, our wide receivers pretty much took over. Sills came through with a 33-yard touchdown pass from Grier. Jennings, Boop commented to me and asked, he was like, how big is Jennings? Just because he looks taller than most DBs that are, we know that Sills is about, what, 6'5"?
Mm-hmm.
Jennings just looks and appears to be just as big. I actually looked it up, Boop. It says 6'2". 215.
He's
it looks
a
like
large
he's 6'3", 6'4". Yes,
large
I agree.
6'2". But or Jennings, the DB he was playing was really small.
Jennings did look like a big dude out there. He had a 28-yard touchdown pass from Will Grier. And Kennedy McCoy, near the end of the game, he had a 14-yard swing pass from Will Grier. Our running back situation. I thought Kennedy McCoy, after last year, was going to come out and solidify the number one. And the young kids bumped up, and he was pretty much third, fourth running back in the game, and he didn't come until late.
Yeah, I texted you. I was like, hey, did McCoy get suspended? And, like, didn't see him out there in the first half.
And he switched his number.
Which is confusing.
Right.
Gave it to the freshman, Letty Brown. But, yeah, our run game was a little, like, off at first because I was kind of confused on what was going on. But apparently the way you practice, the way you play and practice, getting to class, doing your stuff is, you know, you're going to get up there in the starting lineup, and apparently McCoy fell down a little bit, and we have a lot of depth at running back, and these guys are good.
Our offense is potent, dude. Everywhere,
like weird,
offensive.
Deep
offensive
receiver,
line,
running back.
If we just lock down that O-line
right.
And give Grier time to throw, we're golden.
No, because we lit a third quarter. We absolutely just came out of it. I mean, sitting for an hour and a half, they came out of the gate, and it was crazy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We put a lot of points on the board. I mean, Grier finished 25 of 34, 429, 5 TDs, no picks. I mean, the receivers were awesome, too. I mean, Sills had 7 for 140 with 2 TDs. Jennings had 6 for 113 in a TD. Simmons caught his first pass,
yes, he
touchdown.
Did. Yep, that was
we
awesome.
Love our transfers. They played awesome in this game. And it was nice to see McCoy get out there in the second half so I could, you know, see. I mean, he's a good running back. We
he
just
is.
Have a lot of depth.
And we
so.
Have talent. Talent everywhere, man. It's awesome. I'm excited to see it.
What'd you think of the defense?
I liked our defense. Our defensive linebackers are stout. Secondary play, we're out there. I mean, we do our thing out there. And let's be honest, you're not going to hold teams to 0 points. I mean, if you have a shutout, that's phenomenal. It's rare to see shutouts. So you're as a defense and the way the offense is just slinging the rock all over the place, up-tempo, you're going to give up points to hold a Tennessee team, an SEC, to 14 points? I'll take that all day.
Yeah, Kenny Robinson. He was my big hitter. He hit big. He had 9 tackles. He was all over the place. And David Long Jr., same thing. He's just a monster.
He's a beast.
And obviously, we talked about Kenny Bigelow. He had a really good game, and that's great for him. I mean, his career's kind of got really far off track, and getting that 6-year, good for him. But we held Tennessee to 300 total yards. That's awesome.
Yeah, our defense.
Like, you know, we're playing at 3-3-5. It's a little different.
Our offense is going to do our thing. It's can we keep down the points on our opponents, and if we do that, I think we're in for a big year. So pretty much West Virginia beats Tennessee in Charlotte, North Carolina, 40-14. We're 1-0, Boop, and we're one game ahead of where we were last year.
Yeah, and Greer's looking Heisman Trophy-esque. 5 mm-hmm. TDs. I'm like, we started off on the right foot, SEC, neutral field. I thought this all went really well.
I couldn't agree more. It was a great game for us. Started out a little slow, but that's how you do. You finish it and came out with a victory, 40-14. I'm happy with it.
Yep, because I have high hopes, high expectations, and they fulfilled them.
Good win for us. So West Virginia being 1-0 after their victory against Tennessee. Boop, we're just going to kind of slide over to the next game, Youngstown State. West Virginia 1-0 at home, first home game. Do you want to hit us with your musket shots?
Absolutely. We got to get the run game going. We didn't necessarily not have it against Tennessee, but we need it against this opponent. We need to get the run game rolling, and it's rainy. Second musket shot. D-line, make your impact again. Make your force felt. The rest of the defense will play well if you're holding your ground. Third musket shot. Respect your opponent.
Respect them, Boop.
They're a little inferior, you know, smaller school. Respect them.
If I could add to one thing, limit the turnovers and no injuries.
Well, I've never injuries. We don't want injuries.
Well, I'm just saying. It's a key for me.
We started out on, you know, week one, we started out with multiple injuries.
Get the young kids in there and let them fly around a little bit.
This is the game. Let the depth play out.
So, all right. First half was a little slow. It was raining really hard. Our young, talented running backs again. I'm like, okay, maybe McCoy. Last week, I kind of thought McCoy might have had like some untalked about suspension of some sort that was kind of like, oh, he got suspended the first half or whatever. No, they just love our young running backs, and they're in there. So, Sinkfield, he got his first touchdown, I think. Jennings, again. How tall is he? You think he's 6'9"?
Let's go with 6'2".
He looks so big all of a sudden.
They will usually even measure up when they're doing that, so he could be less than 6'2", but he's a big dude.
Yeah, Jennings again had another one in the first half. Sims is impressing me. It seemed like on third down, just normal catches. He was always called big play, and he just catch. Sims was awesome.
They're all coming about here. They're all figuring it out.
You can't stop just one. What are you going to do? Put two over the top on Sills, and then, okay, underneath might be Sims, or who else is it? Going to be a running back out of the flat? It's awesome.
Well, now that White's gone, it just makes it, you know, three receivers. You can only feed the monster so much. You got three guys to get out there, along with our running game being so good that, you know, Sims is finally able to be a complete receiver. Obviously, Jennings found the red zone because apparently they were making fun of him all last year, that he scores on 1% of his yearly things because he had almost 100 catches and one touchdown. So they were ragging on him, and he's been in the end zone now 4 times already. It's crazy.
It was awesome, and right before half, it was a little close. It was 14-7, and right before halftime, Greer hit Jennings for a 24-yard touchdown right before half. Backbreaker, man.
It was nice, though.
It was awesome.
Now, Greer's got it going on. He's got guys that just – they can get the ball. Just get them the ball. And the run game, obviously, Youngstown State had to respect these guys. They were running all over the place. Man, we have a true freshman, Letty Brown, put up 15 carries, 115 yards, and a touchdown. I mean, he's a true freshman. So that was so much depth everywhere. Guys just flying all over the field that today was Jennings' day.
It was. In the second half, Greer hit Jennings again for a 33-yard touchdown pass, which was his third touchdown catch for Jennings of the game already. And you were talking about Greer, if he just kind of gets the ball to him. There was a play in the second half where the snap was low. It was on fourth down. The snap was low. He kind of almost does like a side. I don't know. He just chucks it. And straight up in the air. Who comes out with it? Sims again. Makes an adjustment. Great catch. Great play. Puts us within the 10-yard line. First down, Mountaineers.
Yeah, and you just our offense is just super potent. Like you just said, like Sims is becoming a complete receiver. Obviously, Sills was kind of shut down today. 3 catches, 33 yards, but we have everybody
else. If everyone
else,
is producing, that's awesome.
I mean, we started with Sinkfield first run, and then he's off the field. Next thing you know, Pettaway's in there, and he takes a draw, like just to start the game. And then all of a sudden, they're on the freshman Brown, and I'm like, and then McCoy gets plugged in. It's like, wow.
After that fourth down play that I was talking about where Greer chucked it up, Lenny Brown comes in. Well, I don't know. He almost got tackled in the backfield, hits the B button boop, spins right out of there, takes to the one, and then they give it back to him. Feed the beast. Yep. 1 yard touchdown for Lenny Brown, putting West Virginia up 35-14.
We have this offense. Like, I can't wait to get into the Big 12 schedule. Like, I'm super excited to see how we can handle these other teams.
And being up 35-14, the momentum, you could just feel it snowballing. And then SQ Henry, big interception. And then McCoy comes in rocking the new number 6 because it keeps messing up the announcers as well, as he was 4 last year. And 4, Lenny Brown comes in. The announcer's like, oh, here comes McCoy.
They
do it all the
time.
And in my head, I'm like, there he is. But McCoy ran to the 8, and then McCoy actually had a TD run to put us up 42-14.
Yeah, our defense played well again. I mean, obviously, I said you have to respect your opponent, but they played well. Bigelow Jr., I think he had the first tackle for a loss right out of the gate.
Every game, I'll continue to say David Long is the man.
Yeah, 9 tackles, 9 solo. He is the man. He is awesome. Askew Henry did have that pick, which was our only pick of the game, but it was nice. And Stills had our only sack. Like, our defense is, you know, and we had to plug in 3 different linebackers. Like, we're having to do that with injury already, but we're playing well, and our safeties are hitting hard, and it's awesome to watch this defense play up to their ability and be young.
They're hitting.
I love the hitting.
And they're talking some trash out there, too. It was awesome. After hits, they're talking trash. They're kind of flexing a little bit. I dig it.
And their uniforms are just so crisp and clean.
I noticed it.
I was like, man, they look really good out there.
It looks good. Sexy boop.
We're all about the unis here.
I love the unis. So Dominique Maiden had his first career touchdown catch. That was a 40-yarder from Greer. And then West Virginia closed it out with a field goal. So West Virginia's final, 52-17. And we're 2-0.
Yep, that's a good win against that type of an opponent. Good win. I mean, we struggled before.
Try to come out with no major injuries.
Yep.
Keep the turnovers down. Don't really let them hang around in the game. And if they do, kind of let the snowball effect take its course, and that's what happened. We rolled them in the second half.
Yeah, they seem to take all my musket shots to heart.
There you go.
Run the ball, run well. D-line played well. Respect them. Youngstown State isn't a slouch. They're just, a different type
kind of
opponent.
Slouch, but you got to be on your
school.
Toes. Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, those smaller schools, you give them some confidence, and all of a sudden they're in the game. And
it's nice for a home opener, even though it was wet out there, but that's Morgantown.
So rainy.
That's what goes on there.
Actually, I was supposed to go to this game.
I know.
I forgot, but I did not, obviously.
Well, as I said, that tailgate has been a little wet and nasty.
Yes, I know. Yes, my wife was like, thank goodness, because it's raining.
90 degrees to 50 degrees in 2 days, and here we are.
I'll be in Morgantown sometime in October to make up for it, but I'll be there.
Nice.
All right, so West Virginia, once again, the final, 52-17. Next week, West Virginia, being 2-0, goes away at North Carolina State, and they're 2-0. Tricky game. North Carolina State makes me a little nervous, Boop.
Yeah, we both picked them to win, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
But
just checked. I have them as a W.
I know NC State struggled in their first week game, but we're just our offense. If you can't slow us down at this point. We have too many weapons.
I agree. We're going to put up some points. But being on a true road game, like
very
Charlotte,
good.
It's a road game, but it's not a true road game. Being in North Carolina State against North Carolina State, true road game. It'll be a little tricky, but I think we come out with a W. We'll be able to move the ball, put some points up.
That's what I'm talking about. ACC opponent, they're a very good school, but they did lose a lot of guys to the league defensively. So I'm hoping our offense just lights it up and our defense just plays sound and we're going to win.
All right, Booth, that's going to do it for now. We'll try and get better. Hit us up at idownthemusket@gmail.com. Until next week, Boop against North Carolina State. Let's go.
Mountaineers.